Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with the whole hodgepodge of coaches. We're coming to you this afternoon from the equipment room at Glenn Academy High School. You're listening to the Bob Black Fiasco on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black, and this is my fiasco. This segment of the Red Terriers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And joining us this afternoon will be everybody that's in the field house this afternoon. We're having to pick up equipment and clean up equipment and taking inventory. Coach Rock right now is counting helmets with Coach Veal and Coach Sharp. So we got Coach Pete Irby with us, quarterback coach of the Red Terriers. How you doing, Coach?
Great, Bob. How you doing, man?
Hanging in there. How long you been with the Red Terriors now?
Just finished my fifth season.
Fifth season.
Yeah.
Now, what brought you to – I think we've asked you this before, but what brought you to Glenn Academy?
Well, I don't remember what I told you last time.
When yeah,
I
was well, that's a good. Years ago, so. Yeah, I don't remember what you said either, so that's a good – I kind of had this list right here to remember your name. So.
I guess Coach Rock brought us here and the beach brought us here and –
I think it's the beach more than rock.
Well, a little bit of both. So we're firmly cemented here. And
hey, Coach, how you doing?
And really have enjoyed our last 5 years here. Five seasons.
Now you knew Rock before you met him coming here. I mean, didn't you meet Coach?
Well, I was working for Coach Dudley at Ware County.
And, okay.
And then you know when he left and went to Carrollton, Rock, I think you know through that connection there.
Yeah. All right, and you're the quarterback coach, right?
Still am, yep.
Still am, as far as you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe Scooter's going to have it next year, but just got through with TJ. Okay, give us just a brief rundown on what you felt about TJ's year. Did he meet the potential you thought he had? Got a lot of work to do at Louisville?
He's the region player of the year,
exactly.
You know, and I think deservingly so. I think he's had a great senior year and, you know, has improved a little bit each year. And, you know, he's going to go off to bigger and better things next year. And, you know, we're certainly excited for him going to Louisville. I think, you know, he makes it official here in the next week or so.
I got you.
Signs early with them. And, you know, I think he's going to be a great football player for them.
You think they'll keep him at quarterback?
I have no idea.
Just your opinion.
I mean,
what you think.
You know, I know – TJ throws a great ball. I think he's going to be in the mix.
Okay.
You know, we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do with him. But I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, TJ throws a great ball, and you know, we all know he can run the ball well. I mean,
exactly.
I think you know, see what kind of wideouts they got there at Louisville that he can throw to, or you know, I don't know what their plan is for him, but you know,
I
know that he's going to fit into it, whatever they got planned for him.
I got you. All right, let's look at next year. Got two pretty good quarterbacks that should be coming up. Tyler Devlin had a pretty good year this year coming up. And then Jane Drayton,
yeah,
I believe, will compete.
Two dynamic athletes that, you know, have been playing. You know, Jane's been, you know, starting on the other side of the ball most all the year. And and Tyler's found him a role on the other side of the ball over there. And so they're both really good athletes, and both of them you know, can bring something to the table under center on the other side of the ball as well. So, looking forward to what kind of fun we can have with those two for sure.
Yeah, I'd imagine that they're both going to see both sides of the ball next year as well. You know,
yeah.
I think Tyler showed what he could do at safety position this year. So, I don't think. Hold on a minute. This is the Glenn Academy Coach's Show with. Coach Pete Irby, the quarterback coach on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I don't reckon there's anything to look at changing offenses next year. I mean, no conversation, everything. We do what we do, right?
Well, I mean, Bob, the season's been over for about 5 minutes. So,
man, you've been thinking about next year.
You know, I think you know, let's let the dust settle here from this one, and then, you know, we'll you know, Coach Harp and Coach Perry and the offensive guys will sit down and start hashing out what we look like, what we plan to do. You know, there's certainly going to be an element of triple involved in it, I'm sure. What version of that will probably be a little bit different? You know, I mean, the offense evolves just like everything else does, and you know, you got to play with the hand you're dealt and the pieces you got. You know, so we'll see what it looks like next year.
I got you. All right, Coach, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Let's see if we can get somebody else to step up here. We got all the coaches with us. Coach Harrison, you want to step up? Chris, no. Coach Rock,
come on, let's get it.
All right. First of all, congratulations on Coach of the Year, Region Coach of the Year.
Well deserved, if I say so my damn self.
Yeah, right. Probably about 10 other guys standing around here to question that.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. But we had a pretty good showing in the region this year as far as our players go.
We did. Our TJ was Player of the Year. I don't know exact numbers, but I know DJ Clinch was first team all region, and Miles and Ryan C was, and so we had a lot of guys running around out there, representing Red Terrace.
Yeah, you know exactly how many total saw postseason.
Off the top, I don't have it in front of me. Honestly, I didn't know they were gonna announce announce it just yet. So it's one of those things. I thought we were gonna wait another week, but it is what it is.
Okay. Yep. I got you. All right. Let's briefly talk about that last game. I forgot who we played now. That's probably a good
Langston
thing.
Langston Hughes.
I forgot about it real quick. So probably wasn't our best showing. I didn't bring any stats. I didn't bring any notes on it. Just touch on it just briefly.
Well, I said going in we had to play well offensively. I don't think we finished drives particularly well. We had some opportunities. We had some long drives and just didn't finish off and score any points. But football is not about drives. It's not about yards. It's about points. I'm going to say this, Langston Hughes got a really good football team.
They sure do.
Super talented, just from a talent standpoint. Got lots of players over there. They're freshman quarterback, super player, lots of skill, big offensive line. I mean, they've got probably the biggest offensive line we played all year long.
Yeah.
But we didn't play very well. We didn't tackle very well on the defensive side of the ball offensively. We didn't finish drives like we needed to. And at the end of the day, you're not going to beat a really good team by playing like that.
Yeah, they looked obviously turnovers hers early and often.
Yeah.
I guess so. The fumble in the third quarter where they scoop and score really.
Yeah,
it kind of
broke our back. Yep.
Yeah. It just deflated us there. But I would imagine they got a shot as good a shot as anybody is going deep.
Deeper. They got a tough matchup versus Buford this week. I think just looking at them and having seen Buford a little bit. I think they're going to be able to move the ball some and have a chance to score some points. The real question comes, can they stop Buford? Defensively, we were able to run the ball, move the ball on them. And Buford's pretty talented. They got, five Division One or five big-time offensive linemen, a couple of tailbacks are good players, really good quarterbacks. So, it's not going to be a given for Langston Hughes on that one. But I think it'll be a good football game, exciting. I think Buford will end up winning it. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Langston Hughes go out there and give him a lot of trouble.
Okay. All right, let's take our first break. Listen to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glen Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glen County and a proud sponsor of the Glen Academy Red Terriers Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terriers! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo. We're in the equipment room this afternoon getting everything put away for the off-season. So we're trying to get all the coaches together. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, we got another coach that's joining us this afternoon. It's the defensive line coach, ninth grade head coach, so Coach Jacob Guillory. How you doing, Coach?
Oh, we're making it, Bob.
All right, we're going to ask you basically the same standard questions we've asked everybody else. First one is, what brought you to Glenn Academy?
Change, Bob. Change.
Where were you?
From Prattville. I was in Prattville, Alabama for 2 years. Wanted to get away from home. Been in Alabama my whole life. I wanted to
do something different.
I grew up in Birmingham.
Okay.
Graduated from Troy University and then went to Prattville for 2 years. And ended up out here. After 2 years there, I just finished my second season.
You said Prattville, that was a high school?
It was a high school, yeah. Prattville okay. Christian Academy is where
okay.
I was.
Okay.
I was
there for 2 years. What did you coach out there?
Coached offensive line, and my second year there, I was offensive coordinator.
I got you. And you were there? You just said you were just 2 years?
Just finished my second season here at GA.
And then straight here? Nowhere else. How'd you know there was an opening here, or did you know?
Football Scoop, actually. Football Scoop.
Was that a web page?
It's a national football website where a bunch of articles and such would be posted. They got a job board on there. Rock posted on there. They had a job opening. Originally, it was actually a special education job, and I didn't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
I want to say in the history classroom. I didn't want anything in special education. Want to be in the history classroom. And then he emailed back about a month later, said they had a history opening if I want to come interview.
Wow.
Came out here and interviewed, and that's all she wrote.
I got you.
Could be worse living at the beach.
Yeah, coaching at a school at least wins.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right.
Exactly. So this year you ended up with the defensive line. Did you obviously the ninth grade head coach. But is that where you thought you would be? Did you come out here thinking you'd be the offensive line? Or how did you end up with the defensive line?
I came out here wanting to kind of take a back seat and learn from a good coaching staff.
Okay.
We have a really, really good coaching staff here. And I was excited as I got to know them more that I was really going to learn a lot while I was here. So I came out here with the mindset of kind of taking a back seat, learning from some older experienced coaches. An opportunity presented itself this year. I was the freshman head coach last year, and then that was the same plan this year. I didn't know I was going to be the defensive line coach until the opportunity presented itself. It was a week before we played McIntosh, I think it was the same week. It was the first week of the season.
Yeah.
We were preparing to play McIntosh. I think it was that Tuesday or Wednesday.
And we had a defensive line coach that left, took another position unexpectedly. So you got thrown in the fire.
I got promoted. It was – trial by fire, promotion, all the above, and I had an absolute blast doing it, man. I really did. I had an absolute blast. It was.
Yeah, it looked like the kids responded to you well.
Man,
I mean,
they're a really, really good group of kids. They're a fun group of kids to be around. Lord knows that they can be frustrating as all get out, but they were. I got lucky with a really good group to be able to coach there, especially those three seniors. They were a really good group to have.
Yeah, let's talk about them. First, let me get this in. You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We've got the defensive line coach and ninth grade head coach, Jacob Guillory?
Guillory,
okay.
Hey, Bob.
Well, you know, it's coach to me, man. It's coach. You want me to turn the microphone off and tell you what I really call you? we'll stop it right there.
There we go.
Let's start with your seniors.
So
there's three guys. You, had a lot of guys subbing, a lot of situational subs this summer. Start with your seniors and their performance, and then we'll look at you young guys.
So we had three seniors. We had two defensive ends, Jaden Turner, and Gage Roof.
Yeah, two different kids there.
Yeah, two totally different kids. Right? So Jaden Turner was one of the defensive ends, Gage Roof. And then Josh Woodard. So Josh Woodard and Gage Roof both played defensive line last year, and they both had good seasons last year at defensive line. Jaden, we moved him to defensive line this offseason. And we knew that after some development that he was going to be a solid player. So he started really coming along as the season started. He got hurt early in the season. Was out for, I think, 2 weeks, We kind of eased him back into it. And, man, at the end of the season, he really started to step it up. Last three or four games, Richmond Hill, he played a really solid game. And from that point forward, he was a rock out there.
Was he the defensive player of the game for that game? I don't recall.
He was defensive player of the game for Statesboro.
All right.
Yeah, he really came on at the end. Gage was a kid that I could rely on to be where he was supposed to be and make the correct choice.
Took two to block him, too.
He was solid. Josh, we had a saying for Josh. Josh did Josh stuff. Yeah. Josh is 5'10", 5'9", 175 pounds soaking wet. Yeah. And he is tough as all get out to block.
One of the nicest kids you'll meet in the streets.
Right. That's exactly right. But man, he had some breakout games. He had some okay games. And then towards the end of the season, he really responded after I had a conversation with him after, I think it was a Statesboro game. He really responded well to it.
Yeah.
Josh, all three of them were just really solid seniors to have out there.
Josh is probably one of them kids that if he was 6'2", 230, 250, he'd be getting looks.
With the engine he plays with, absolutely.
Yeah, he'd be getting looks everywhere. All right, let's talk about your juniors coming up. You got a real good group of juniors coming up that, in my opinion, and strictly my opinion, should dominate the region next year.
I mean,
on the front.
They absolutely should. So we got three kids. Two defensive ends are Tyshawn Thomas and Calden Maddox. Calden, you light a fire under Calden's tail, and he comes off the ball.
Yeah.
Man, it's fun to watch him play football when he's coming off
the ball. Rock made the comment last week that he can come off the corner with good body lane, good speed, explodes off the ball.
He does a great job in the pass rush. If we can get him coming off the ball consistently in the run game as well, he's going to be a tough, tough son of a gun to block. Tyshawn Thomas, I tell him all the time, he's got these long, long arms.
Yeah.
When he gets his hands on you, man, it's game over. It really is. He does a really good job getting extension, playing with his hands, and when he gets extended on you, He's a tough son of a gun to keep trying to block. And then in the middle, you had a kid at nose guard named DJ Clinch. Man, that kid's fun to coach. That kid's really fun to coach.
That kid getting bigger and bigger.
Man, he
every
keeps
day.
Getting bigger.
Yeah.
He moves well. Man, when he decides to slant, he's dang near unblockable.
All regions.
He is a really good player, and I'm really glad that I got him back next year. He's going to be a solid player. I told him at the end of the game, after the Langston Hughes game, I'm expecting you to be the anchor of the defensive line next year. You know, in the middle, I expect you to be that anchor we can surround and really build off of. And
you think he will be? You think he'll be a verbal leader? Don't say a word.
Yeah, not too much. Not too much. He's a quiet kid.
He's extremely quiet.
Quiet kid, but I spent some time throughout the day with him, throughout the school day with him. Spent some time, 20-25 minutes watching film and just talking to the kid.
Yeah.
And once he really kind of got to know me a little bit, he really started to open up. Man, but you're right, he is a quiet kid. But man, he's a fun and he's a really, really good kid too.
All right. Coach, we got to take another break. Appreciate you joining us. Good luck next year. Appreciate you coming and joining us.
Appreciate it, Bob.
We'll be right back to Glenn Academy's Coach's Show with head coach. Well, it won't be Rocky Adago. It'll be somebody else. Might go drag him out of the field house on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo of the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. Actually, we don't have the Coach Rock with us. Coach Rock is gone. We've got a new guy to the staff, Lee Mongier. This is your first year, right, Lee?
Coach? First year at Glen Academy.
Okay, yes, that's why I was kind of gone last year off and on. I couldn't remember if you were here or not. But you also had the defensive line, worked the defensive line here at Glen Academy.
Yes, sir.
Quick, what brought you, how'd you get to Glen Academy? I like to hear these paths everybody takes. So what? Tell us your path.
Twitter?
You saw Rock tweeting?
We a couple years ago, I followed Coach Rock on Twitter, and then when COVID happened, we started going back and forth as far as, messaging and kind of going back and forth and talking, listening to a couple of his podcasts online and sort of struck up a relationship that way. And next thing you know, a position was able to open up and he was able to get me on board down here and come down here and get to work for a great football team.
So you contacted him, or he contacted you, or?
Well, it was kind of a hey, I see you have a job opening, and
I got you.
Hey, come on down, type of situation. So
come on down from where?
I was in Woodstock, Georgia, Cherokee County.
Okay, so you had known him or coached against him up there?
He had already left Walton when I started coaching at Woodstock. It was kind of a year gap between, or two or three years gap between the two, but definitely heard of Coach Rock.
What class is Woodstock?
Woodstock's 7A ball.
Oh, are they 7A
ball?
They're
7A.
I didn't realize that. Okay, good. All right, we touched on the defensive line with Coach Guillory, so we won't do that. One of your responsibilities here at Glen Academy is also the recruiting coordinator for the players. I guess your job to get the recruiters to the kids, to get the kids to the recruiters. Tell us how that actually begins, and then take us through a typical recruiter.
Well, first of all, it begins with the kids play on the field. And
in the classroom.
And in the classroom. I mean, the biggest thing, I did a recruiting fair today online. And because, everything's so weird this year, we got all kinds of strange situations as far as coaches coming in, being allowed to visit, being allowed to leave campus. One of the things was that some of the coaches that we talked to today are getting ready to play a spring season, which is we've never seen before. They're going to play five or six games in the spring.
At the college level?
At the college level, yeah. They're going to be playing, like, Division II. A lot of Division II schools are going to be playing spring ball, Division II, Division III, and the independent schools are going to be playing spring ball. And a lot of things that's happening this year with the colleges is they're giving their seniors an extra year, providing it can be paid for somehow. So that's kind of really mucking up the recruiting process. But we decided today to host an online recruiting fair and basically had, through Google Meets, had 9 or 10 coaches that we talked to about different players. And the first thing that they all asked was GPA.
Yep.
What's the GPA?
Yep.
Does he got good grades? How's his ACT? How's his SAT? So obviously, student athlete is a premier thing as far as if you want to play at the next level.
Right.
Because if you're not going to work in a classroom, you're not going to work on a football field.
Yeah, I was told in my recruit, I had terrible grades. I was recruited, but I was told by one of the coaches, if you don't have the discipline to perform in the classroom, you won't have the discipline to perform in the field.
Yeah.
And it carries over.
Exactly.
So
you asked about the process. The process starts, you have your grades, you have your play on the field. Fortunately, in this day and age with digital, we have huddle accounts. And the kids can, you know, go through and make a cut-up film with their highlights. And then through social media or whatnot, you can get in touch with different coaches and get kids in contact. When I played high school ball, I graduated from South Forsyth in 1995. We had one kid on the entire football team go to the second level, and he was running back, Jimmy Bishop, and he was the son of the weight training coach. The kid was just a monster, and he ended up playing at a small D2 school. But nowadays, because of social media and because of the awareness and because there's so many games being shown on ESPN and other subsidiaries, a lot of kids can get a lot of access and play a lot more places. So it's really changed a lot as far as recruiting. The days of all the coaches coming to the sidelines and visiting practices, I think, are starting to go away with all the digital technology.
This is the Glenn Academy's Coach's Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I think that's a shame, too, because I think the kids would get excited when go ahead and stop that, please. It's making a lot of noise. I'm sorry. When they would see a guy, a college recruiter, come up with the shirts on or the garb on.
You look up on the sideline on a practice on a Thursday and you see, or a Wednesday afternoon, and you see a college logo standing there. You know, the kids would get a little fired up.
I'll be honest with you. I got a little fired up, too, you know, just to see who was who was coming around. Okay, as far as recruiting goes, I'm sure we have a class of several that are having some conversations. I don't think there's any top secret to it or any security. Who are our top five or six guys that pop out right quick that are getting conversations?
Probably the best one is getting conversations right now is Ryan C. He's a tight end and a linebacker. He's getting a lot of looks. He's about 6'1", about 190 pounds.
Was he getting those looks preseason as well, or did he just his year?
I think his year he's really grown into. Yeah. I mean, he's always been a good football player, but he's probably one of the, if not the, one of the better players on the, as far as, getting looks. He's got the measurables. He's got the GPA. He plays two ways. He's had a lot of interest. Caden Hutchinson, running back, he is also getting quite a bit of interest. He's kind of depending on what type of school is looking at him, what type of system he could fit in. You know, hard-nosed downhill runner, runs through blocks.
I know it's – let me get right here on Caden. I know it's a shame, but is his height hindering any of that?
Unfortunately, sometimes the measurables do.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you kind of have to, say, hey, I've seen the kid work
in the
weight room. He's got heart.
Yeah.
You know, when we're doing his cut-up film, we're looking at, like, blocks, and we're looking at, downfield, hitting – yak yard after contact, things like that. Two of the other ones that are starting to garner some interest to actually get today are two of the D linemen, Gage Roof and Jaden Turner. Gage is a solid player inside, interior defensive line player. Jaden's got a lot of he's got a lot of acceleration off the ball, off the snap. He's got good range. Both kids are good, yes or no sir kids, a lot of hustle. Another one also that's starting to garner a lot is our other inside linebacker, Miles Smith. He's a little undersized for a middle linebacker, but he's got great eye discipline, which means he sees the play, he knows where to be, he's always around the ball, he's always able to get to where he needs to be and make a play. So,
he may follow the one in front of him that went to Milledgeville. Was that Georgia College, I guess, or that as a linebacker? So, anyway. All right, Coach. Looking at next year, we just got a quick minute. Just give us a list without any particulars of people being looked at for next year. The rising seniors.
Senior. Probably the two that are going to stand out the most that you're going to see a lot of is Jaden Drayden and David Prince.
Okay. David Prince is a freshman.
Prince is just a freshman.
Right.
He's already made some serious contributions. His first play as a on the varsity level, he was in some mop up time. The first game of the season, playing as a defensive end, and he sniffed out, picked off a screen, took it to the house.
Wow.
So that's his first play as a varsity player. I think he's had five or six touchdowns on the year. I mean, big play, blows the top off of the defense. Jaden Drayden, all around athlete. When we have him listed as cornerback, we have him listed as wide receiver, have him listed as running back, have him listed as quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't think the kids come off the field in 2 years.
Yeah, I hadn't seen.
Except maybe extra
kickoff.
Field goal.
Kickoff.
That's about it. Because we even, you know, maybe kickoff.
So, exactly.
We might have him run down to do that next year because he's such a talented kid.
Exactly.
And then Jaden's also a great, I mean, he's a 4.0 kid. He's taking the ACT just for fun, just to see what it's
like.
Just
to see what it's like.
So, you know, extremely dedicated to school and GPA.
Definitely love to hear that. All right, Coach, we appreciate it. We're going to have to wrap it up. We're going to get back with you next year and get another update on how the summer went for the recruiting and see who we got being looked at. Scooter, you want to say anything before we get out of here? Don't smile at me, Scooter. Say something. Say, go, Terry. Nope. Okay. All right, guys. You two guys, I appreciate you joining us. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm signing off for 2020. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.